WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. As many as 18 people are missing and fear dead after a massive blast at an explosives plant in rural Tennessee. CBS News correspondent Nicole Valdez reports from near the company, Accurate Energetic Systems, which is 60 miles southwest of Nashville.
Video shows flames and heavy smoke rising from the debris.
There's nothing to describe. It's gone. It's the most devastating scene that I've seen in my career.
At least four people were taken to the hospital. The investigation could take weeks, according to officials who are urging people to stay away from the area.
The cause is unknown. The company supplies explosives for the military. The Trump administration is starting to lay off federal workers as the government shutdown enters day 11. Cairo's Madeline Ottoli from outside Seattle.
We are still required to come to work because we're essential workers.
Thousands of workers, including air traffic controllers and staff with the TSA, now coming in unpaid.
There's the looming question of now when am I going to get paid?
Federal transportation officials say they've seen a slight uptick in employees calling out sick, but they haven't specified where.
The transportation secretary, Sean Duffy, says safety is still the greatest priority for the nation's air traffic control system. President Trump is threatening higher tariffs on Chinese imports after the country imposed new restrictions on rare earth mineral exports. The BBC's David Willis.
With a 90% share of such minerals, China currently dominates the global market. And the new restrictions so angered President Trump that he initially suggested canceling a plan. Summit with China's President Xi Jinping, scheduled to take place on the sidelines of the APEC summit in South Korea later this month, before seeming to back down.
A nor'easter is predicted to hit parts of the East Coast tomorrow night. CBS forecaster Lonnie Quinn.
With a high pressure just to its north, the pressure gradient is so tight, the winds are intensified. Low pressure circulates the wind counterclockwise, high pressure clockwise. In between, it's like a pitching machine, right? Just shooting those winds toward the shoreline, some 60 miles. Mile-per-hour winds anywhere from the Jersey Shore up to Massachusetts.
New Jersey has already declared a state of emergency ahead of the storm. The Las Vegas Aces are this year's WNBA champs.
That's three of a kind for the Las Vegas Aces. WNBA champions for the third time in 4 years.
The call, courtesy of ESPN, the Aces swept four games over the Phoenix Mercury. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
A showdown in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers and Cubs square off for Game 5 tonight. The winner will advance to the National League Pennant Series against the Dodgers next week. Last night, Pat Murphy telling reporters he'll likely go with a variety of pitchers from the Brewers' bullpen, including Jacob Mizorowski, Aaron Ashby, and Quinn Priester. College football homecoming today in Madison. The Wisconsin Badgers hosting the Iowa Hawkeyes. And tomorrow in Green Bay, it's the Packers against the Bengals and newly acquired quarterback Joe Flacco. Xavier McKinney on facing Flacco a second time this season when he was with the Browns.
I was actually thinking about kind of the other way around of kind of what he saw from us the very first, when he was with the Browns, what he's already kind of seen us do. So I was thinking about just kind of ways that he might try to come into this game having different players and a different scheme.
That's Packers safety Xavier McKinney with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny for the most part today. Temperatures around 80 degrees for afternoon highs. For tonight, mostly clear, a low around 61. Becoming breezy for Sunday, sunshine, a high near 85. Sunday night, mostly cloudy and breezy with lows in the mid-60s.
Right now, 38 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
I'm back with one of the most reasonable guys in politics, Tom Pulsiewicz. We dig into what the Pope has recently had to say about Donald Trump's anti-immigrant policies. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. A guy who's had a paper route for 25 years but never collected, Pete Schwabba.
Papers were on me, baby. Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. I hope you enjoyed your intermission. It is time for Act Two as we barrel through this outstanding, beautiful Friday night in the state of Wisconsin. I hope you're having a wonderful night wherever you are in our beautiful state and enjoying the weather. And like we talked about in the first hour, there's so much to do this weekend. Think of us as your guide of what's going on around the state. You've got so many sporting events. You've got great movies opening in the theaters, great live shows. It's also going to be beautiful for you outdoorsy people. I am a self-professed couch potato and an inside guy, but I respect the outdoor people. Get out there and enjoy that beautiful day tomorrow and Sunday. And it's supposed to be in the 60s, Con.
Sounds like golfing weather.
Have you prepared a five-day forecast?
It looks pretty nice right now.
Well done, sir. Okay. Well, if you missed the first hour, we had a great talk with Greg Gunderson, Parker Olson, and Conrad Krieger about the new show, Make the Call, new sports show here on Civic Media that you can hear on Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. Yep. That's repeating a.m. Jimmy Cuska is also involved. Jimmy's kind of the boss, right?
Yeah, he's the boss of the show, the host.
Even if it's not by title.
It's not by
you
title.
You don't want to mess with Jimmy Cuska.
I think.
So check that out, folks. And our question of the night, it is National Angel Food Cake Day and Cake Decorator Day. So our question of the night is, what is your favorite kind of cake? Please include frosting as well. I said devil's food cake with cream cheese frosting and red and green like Christmas sugar sprinkles on top. Dynamite cake my mom used to make. Conrad said ice cream cake, which is also an outstanding choice. So let us know what your favorite is. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app, or if you're watching the radio on the stream, drop us a stream comment. We will get to your text in just a bit. But right now, this is kind of cool. I heard about this really great event happening in Madison tomorrow night. And I think I'm going to let my guests explain it because it's about they're making a TV show, a biography TV show, and it's tomorrow night's gathering is sponsored by Vintage, the Vintage Store in Madison. It's on the south side of Madison, and we have with us now from the Vintage Store, Jay Henley, and the executive producer of From the Front Row, Peter Allen. So these guys are collaborating on this really cool thing, and there's going to be a great event tomorrow night. So, guys, welcome. It's great to have you.
Happy to be here.
Hello.
And congratulations. No one has ever made me stutter over what is happening or this event, so I really do have to let you guys explain it because it's not something I see too often. You're going to film something at the Overture Center. Jay, you own a vintage store. You're sponsoring it? Is that how this is working?
Yes. Yeah, the vintage store is the Bounty here in Madison on South Park Street. And I am a host for Artistic Endeavors. And Peter and I chatted a few months ago, and I knew what Peter was up to. I'm like, let's do a screening at the Bounty. I think it would be a kind of a fun venue for you to do your thing.
So this is an episode premiere. So we are currently working on a television series. It's an independently produced public television music series.
Okay.
That will be nationally syndicated coming in the following year. We got picked up by a national distributor.
Congratulations.
One of the big three. Yeah. Thank you. For one of the big three of public television who do the national syndication.
Yeah.
And this is episode that we recorded at the Overture Center with Greg Zelick playing that huge, 176-ton organ.
Yeah.
And also with a duet with Mark Hetzler, the trombone professor. It's a 30-minute television music program where we go to a different venue each episode and film a recording of performance, but then also interview the purveyors of the space or the curators of the space and talk about, kind of dive into the community behind the location. The line I use all the time is music is a lot like water. It takes the shape of the place it's in. Mm. So the whole point of this, it's kind of a travel show mixed with a music show. You go to a venue, you record a session there, and then you talk with the people who put the venue together or are curating the space. In this case, it's the Symphony Hall with the big, beautiful organ. We talk with the symphony director and with Mark as well, the curator of the organ series. And this event that we're doing here at the Bounty tomorrow at 4 p.m. is the premiere of the episode that we've worked very hard on. We recorded last year, spent many hours in an editing booth, making it just a perfect 26 minutes and 46 seconds, as is PBS is wanting us to deliver.
Sure.
It's a big thing. It's a nationally syndicated program celebrating the joys and beauties of what artists in this community is making. And we'll be sharing. We've done episode at the Burr Oak. Mm. We also, the Party Barn, I think we're on air here. We can't say the actual name of the venue out in Spring Green.
Okay.
The Shifty Barn, maybe it's also known as.
It was a barn.
That's the funny, the joke of that episode is we can't say the name of the venue.
Whole episode. Even during the episode?
Yeah, well, it's good. It's beyond PBS. You know, you can't.
Oh, wow.
You know, there's, okay. You know, the FCC regulations are a real thing. So,
yeah, don't mess with them.
And we have an episode we filmed at the Cardinal Bar as well with the Latin Jazz Night they do there. So, this will be a celebration of us getting to show the world this episode. And if listeners are interested, they can come on down to the Bounty, South Park Street.
1041 South Park Street.
It'd be 4 p.m. tomorrow. Seating is limited, but we can squeeze you in, and you're more than welcome. It's a really wonderful space that Jay has curated here too. It's such a, every time I walk in the door, there's someone doing chalk drawings, floor to ceiling chalk drawings in the back, or just all these beautiful little bits and bobs. It's like walking into an art museum.
I was looking at the store online, and I love, it's so unique. I mean, I've been in tons of vintage vintage and vintage clothing stores, but I don't think any of them have had a resident artist. Like, I just think that's such a great idea. Tell us about your store a little more, Jay.
Yeah. So, I often am challenged with the 2-minute elevator speech to say what the Bounty is about. And I think it really kind of boils down to I collect stories, and in stories, people are attached, objects are attached, things are attached. So I take great pride in telling stories. So part of the name of the business is the Bounty Environmental Narratives, kind of a heady word of just
Love
basically
it.
Saying I tell a story in a space.
Yeah.
And with that comes, you know, supporting the creative community around me. So, you know, when I opened the shop 2 years ago, I wanted to interact with creatives in Madison, provide a platform for them to do their thing, like be creative, design, you know, have a space that they could come and showcase their work. And, you know, what that turned into was me realizing that, you know, I can sell things to keep the lights on, but really what I am after is the community and, you know, connecting these artists with the local community and connecting the community with these artists. So I kind of, you know, refer to the Bounty as a community center here on South Park Street. So
that's very much a third space for my opinion. It's exactly kind of goes tied in with our mission as our show, this idea of these places where people come together and share art or just each other's presence. It's really cool. It's a match made in heaven, in my opinion.
I think that's what attracted me to this whole thing was like the collaboration between the two of you. At first I was having trouble wrapping my head around it, and I kept asking Jay, all right, now what's happening? He's coming in, but it's not at the Overture Center. It's at your store. I think it's fantastic. Jay Henley is here. He is the owner of the vintage store, The Bounty, in Madison on South Park Street. And he is sitting right next to the executive producer of From the Front Row, Peter Allen. Peter, where did you get the idea for this show? Did you shoot a pilot on spec and pitch it to PBS? How did this happen?
It was kind of my long-term dream. I have a show on WRT. You know, I've been in the my day job is I'm a back-end engineer for public television. So nice. I've been doing in studios my whole life, you know, getting bands in the studio, miking them up. And I was kind of dreaming about how to do it in a visual way. But I've never really, I literally was at a party barn show and just kind of sitting there thinking, looking around what a wonderful venue and what a wonderful experience. And like, I don't think anyone's really capturing this in this way. Like no one's formatting a show like it. And then kind of the stars aligned and our partner in crime with this, our executive director, Claire Canapel, who, she's the executive director. I'm the executive producer. She was approached by Buzz Kemper, who owns Audio for the Arts, which is a prominent recording studio in town. And they had just bought a bunch of 4K cameras. Mm. And I had literally, the night before he came to her, described to Claire my dream of starting like an Austin City Limits style like television.
Yeah.
Show.
Oh, and that's great.
And I was raised on Austin City Limits. Like my dad would record Austin City Limits and then watch it the morning before cartoons. I remember waking up as a kid. Finish up watching this Austin City Limits thing so I can get to the cartoons. So I've been thinking about it and dreaming about it my whole life. And then literally she had never heard of it before, came to her, told her that dream. The next day, Buzz Kemper came to her and was like, you're really good at organizing things. I have this idea. I want to start this like Austin City Limits style, you know, web series. And she was like, wait, literally two guys in the span of 2 days came to me telling me they had this dream of starting an Austin City. What is this Austin City? Let's all just talk. Let's make this happen. That's kind of how the triumvirate happened.
Serendipitous. Yeah. Guys, I hope tomorrow night is a big smash. Check it out. It's at The Bounty in Madison. It is the newest episode of it's called Classical Masterworks at the Overture Center. That's the name of the episode, and that's the first episode, a little premiere there at The Bounty. Sounds like a really cool event. So check it out, and Google The Bounty, too. And you guys will have to come back when these episodes start airing. Come on back, Peter and Jay, and we'll keep talking about this. I think it's just great. Thank you so much for your time tonight, guys.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having us. And a red velvet cake would be my.
Yes, Peter, you too, please.
Carrot cake. Carrot.
With cream cheese frosting.
Oh yeah, of course.
Fantastic. Thank you, guys. Have a great night.
Thanks, Pete.
I actually meant to ask him that, so I'm glad he said that. That's great. All right, we are coming right back to read your texts, and I don't know, maybe a little tomfoolery. We'll see how it goes. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Glitter in the sky, glitter in our eyes, shining just the way we are. I feel like we're forever every time we get together, but whatever, let's get lost on Mars. You want me, I want you, baby. My sugar boo, I'm levitating. The Milky Way, we're renegading. Yeah, 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 yeah. I got you, moonlight, you're my...
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Trump administration confirmed in September it is sharing driver's license and Social Security information among federal and state agencies from a massive database of personal and voter data. A class action lawsuit by voters and pro-voter groups has been filed to stop it. Since May, 38 states have received requests to turn over voter registration and voting records, according to the Brennan Center for Justice. As of October 1st, the only state to have complied is Indiana. Eight states which refused to comply have now been sued by the Trump Department of Justice. The administration reportedly repurposed an existing U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services database for verifying immigration status called Systematic Alien Verification for Entitlements, or the SAVE system. NPR reported in September that the immigration status of 33 million voters had been checked using the database. The new lawsuit contends, quote, Congress passed the Privacy Act of 1974 specifically to prevent the government from creating formal or de facto national databanks or centralized federal information systems that would consolidate sensitive personal information of Americans stored at separate agencies, unquote. The voters and groups are asking the court for an injunction prohibiting the administration from using personal data not allowed by the Privacy Act. We've linked the complaint from AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab. We are broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Green Bay, statewide. So wherever you're listening, it's great to have you. It's Friday night here at Nightlight, a Friday night edition. Conrad, can you see the little nightlight I have on back there? Right here, over the chair. It's like a little lamp.
Oh, you see that? Yeah.
That's the nightlight.
I think
we should point that out periodically.
You should sit back there and do the show from there.
Should I? Like the pipe? Maybe we put a little portable fireplace in?
Yeah.
We're going to need it soon.
Winter. Yeah, cross-legged.
Winter, she's coming. Sitting. Satin smoking jacket. We'll see what happens. Hey, it is Bar Band Friday night, folks. Terry Barr is coming up at 7:35. Can't wait to talk to Terry. Did you listen to the tunes?
I did, not fully, but there's some pretty interesting music. I like it.
She's got a great song that is totally... timely with the baseball series tomorrow night, so that'll be fun. The baseball series, the Cubs Brewers game,
just general baseball series.
That's what I like. I like sports games. So Terry will be along shortly. Let's get to some of the texts. We're a little behind here tonight, but the question of the night is: what is your favorite cake? And please include frosting. Okay. So Eric from the 608 says chocolate marble. Ooh, I like marble cake. That's a great one. He says chocolate marble with a side of vanilla ice cream.
Nice.
Love it. Great one, Eric. Anna from Madison says, hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite cake is carrot cake with cream cheese frosting. I just want to say, if people have not tried cream cheese frosting on cake, you are not living your best life. I cannot say that more clearly. And carrot cake, I don't even necessarily like carrot cake that much, but it's my dad's favorite cake. So whenever there's cream cheese frosting on it, I'll eat. I just love cream cheese frosting that much. You could put it on a piece of cardboard and I would down it. I would attack it.
I don't know.
Exactly. Perfect. Dan from Wausau, he's in the 7-5, says pineapple upside down cake. Have you ever had that?
No.
It's interesting. I don't know how it was ever created, because it's like you smash the pineapple into the cake and it gets cooked in and singed, and it's good. I wouldn't say it looks the best, but is very tasty. Thank you, Dan. Melissa from Willie Street in Madison, that's the 608, says red velvet. Conrad, ask your question to Melissa.
Yes, she might be Melissa, able to answer that. You could answer this. Is red velvet cake just chocolate cake with red dye in it? That was my question.
What other flavor would it be?
I mean, it's chocolate.
Have you heard that it's chocolate?
I know, that's what I think. Like, could it be cherry? I don't know.
Go to the Google. It's velvet. It's velvet flavor.
The Google's not as cool as getting an answer from the listener.
Ask the ChatGPT, or as my wife calls it, ChatGBT. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says Mansfield Park cake in the rain. I think he means MacArthur Park. MacArthur Park cake in the rain, but we will never have that recipe again with chocolate frosting. Well done, Tyler. That's a great song. Great 70s tune. Bridget from the 818 says lemon cake with lemon frosting. Light and delicious. Favorite since I was a kid. Thank you, Bridget in the 818. Tony the Trucker says, Pete, carrot cake with cream cheese frosting. A glass of ice cold or maybe a cup of piping hot coffee. I think he meant milk, ice cold milk with a piece of cake. That's like the all-American dessert.
Right? Yeah.
I'm with you, though, on the coffee, Tony. Thank you, buddy. Great text. John from Madison says, good evening, Peter and Conrad. Fun show as usual. You guys are cool. Well, thanks, John.
Thank you. One of
our coolest texters. Yeah. You guys are so damn interesting. Such accomplishments and contributions. All right.
I think we appreciate it, John.
He says, awesome. Impossible not to like Peter's demeanor. Wow. It's tight, and you are a real pro. Kudos. Really love your stuff every night. Thanks, guys. I don't use the word hero very often, Conrad, but John is mine.
Okay. I thought you were going to say yourself.
No. Well, it should be me after that glowing text. And then John continues with another text. This is a little mini series. John is going here. He says, and Conrad, stay confident and put yourself out there. You're so chill and cool. It's a great attribute. Go for it, bro. Own it. You got this, man. Love your show.
Thanks, John.
John, you got to tune in to make the call. Yeah. Get another dose of Conrad. Definitely. Conrad in a different genre, if you will. Thank you, buddy. Great to hear from you, John. And thanks for the nice words. Steady Eddie in the 608 says, Pete and Conrad, devil's food cake with chocolate frosting. And don't forget a scoop or two of vanilla ice cream and a good cup of coffee. Wow. Steady Eddie's bringing it tonight.
Yeah.
I would go for the cream cheese frosting, but chocolate and chocolate, you can't beat that either. It's a great combo. He says, Brewers should play tomorrow without worry or fear. Just go out there and play. Enjoy the moment. Fans should take the same approach. Root without worry or fear. Have fun. It's just a baseball game. Go Brewers. Steady Eddie. Great stuff, Steady Eddie. Thank you. And we will, no matter who you're cheering for, we will take your words to heart. It's funny he says that. There was a comedian named Jimmy Higgins from Chicago. Phenomenal comedian. And he used to do a joke about he couldn't get a hotel room in Cincinnati with the comics over in Covington in Kentucky. He said, what the hell's going on in Cincinnati? Why are all the hotel rooms booked? He goes, what, are you an idiot? It's the Reds playoff game. And Pete Rose is back. And Jimmy says, I wouldn't walk across the street to see Pete Rose. And the guy says, oh, yeah? Where are you from? And he goes, Chicago. He goes, what do you know about baseball up there in Chicago? And Jimmy said, you know, it's not important. Which is exactly what that guy needed. And I agree with Jimmy. But you can't explain that to a passionate sports fan. Like,
no.
I know in the greater scale it's not important, but when your teams are playing, that doesn't matter. You just go crazy. Part of the fun. Dave on the stream says, yellow cake with chocolate frosting. Very nice, Dave. Mixing it up a little bit. Amanda Nimmer, our WGBW pal, says, cheesecake, no frosting. Although there's a bakery by me that makes a cheesecake cake. A cake with the middle layer is cheesecake. Oh, that sounds good. And we have one more text from Craig, who is talking about the Sawdust City Film Festival that takes place tomorrow in Oshkosh at the Time Community Theater. I will read more details of the text later in the show because there's some cool stuff playing with some friends of ours. But when we come back, it's a Bar Band Friday night, folks. Terry Barr is right around the corner. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
CBS News Brief. 18 people are missing and feared dead after a big blast at an explosives company in rural Tennessee. CBS's Nicole Valdez.
The cause of this explosion is still under investigation, although officials don't believe this was terrorism. They are, in the meantime, encouraging everyone to stay away from this area.
Sick outs are affecting some air traffic control towers with the government shutdown in day 11. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the system is safe.
If we see there's issues in the tower that are affecting controllers' ability to effectively control the airspace, we'll reduce the rate and you'll see more delays or you might see a cancellation.
President Trump is threatening higher tariffs on Chinese goods. Author and Asia expert Gordon Chang.
China might respond. I think they probably will respond by increasing tariffs on American goods. It really won't matter very much because they're not buying very much in the way of our products.
CBS News Brief, from Wendy Gillette.
A showdown in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers and Cubs square off for Game 5 tonight. The winner will advance to the National League Pennant Series against the Dodgers next week. Last night, Pat Murphy telling reporters he'll likely go with a variety of pitchers from the Brewers' bullpen, including Jacob Mizorowski, Aaron Ashby, and Quinn Priester. College football, homecoming today in Madison, the Wisconsin Badgers hosting the Iowa Hawkeyes, and tomorrow in Green Bay, it's the Packers against the Bengals and newly acquired quarterback Joe Flacco, Xavier McKinney, on facing Flacco a second time this season when he was with the Browns.
I was actually thinking about kind of the other way around of kind of what he saw from us the very first, when he was with the Browns, what he's already kind of seen us do. So I was thinking about just kind of ways that he might try to come into this game having different players and a different scheme.
That's Packers safety Xavier McKinney with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Normally, I prefer to see movies in the theater, but we'll have to rethink that when Minecraft 2 comes out. Variety reports a Minecraft sequel is in the works after the first flick made almost $1 billion worldwide. Not sure if you remember or heard this, but there is a zombie chicken baby scene that made teenage boys do very gross things in the movie theater. You might want to sit that one out and wait for it to stream. Minecraft 2 is scheduled to hit theaters July 23rd of 2027. Variety is also reporting that Bradley Cooper is in talks to star in the prequel of the Ocean's 11 franchise. The film will be set before the first Steven Soderbergh version of Ocean's 11 in 2001. This franchise is a remake of the original Ocean's 11 from 1960 that starred Frank Sinatra and some of his Rat Pack pals. The new film is rumored to be set in 1960s Europe. Margot Robbie is already on board to play the female lead. They are really milking this ocean thing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny for the most part today. Temperatures around 80 degrees for afternoon highs. For tonight, mostly clear, a low around 61. Becoming breezy for Sunday, sunshine, a high near 85. Sunday night, mostly cloudy and breezy with lows in the mid-60s.
Right now, 35.
He scores! Wow! He ripped one over the glove of Heaney!
It's on.
And save! Badgers win the shootout.
In America's college hockey capital.
Empty net goal at the horn! Badgers finish Michigan!
Badger hockey lives here.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar & Grill, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM and on the Civic Media app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect.
beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, what is the view from across the pond for Democrats who live overseas? We're going to hear from George King IV from Democrats Abroad. Join us.
Mattinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey! Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome back to Nightlife, folks. All right, all of you have started your weekend. Conrad and I have not, and neither has my next guest. But it is right around the corner after we talk about some great tunes, a little baseball, and who better to do that with than with our usual Friday night pal, the wonderfully talented Terry Barr. Hello, my friend.
Yeah. You sound so chipper tonight. I love it.
Well, you know what? I fake it till I make it. That's what I do, Terry. I'm a mess on the inside, but this is how I cover the pain.
I've been saying that for years.
No, it's great to have you here. I have to ask you, before we jump into music, do you have a favorite kind of cake?
Ooh. I used to eat, you know, those Jell-O poke cakes, they call
Oh, yeah.
It. It's like Jell-O cake, and then you pour Jell-O over it.
Yeah.
And then you just put as much whipped cream on the top as you can.
Oh, my gosh.
And that used to be fun, but Pete, I've weirdly become not a sweet eater anymore.
Oh, what is your secret?
I will eat a piece of cheesecake
okay.
if it's available. Otherwise, I really don't eat sweets.
Available, meaning like if somebody gives it to you for free or it's always
well,
available.
Well, my sister-in-law is a great okay. baker, and I know she's severely disappointed when we show up and then we're like, yeah, no, thanks. But of course, her cheesecake is amazing.
They got all that trouble. If I could give up sweets and chips,
yeah.
I'd be the
oh.
happiest guy in the world.
Well, that's the other side, the salt. Oh,
yeah.
Boy, do I love the salt. Yes.
And those people that can do moderate, my mom is like, just have one cookie. Okay, yeah,
Ooh.
That's going to happen. No, or one chip. No, or seven chips.
No,
a serving. No way.
Chips, no.
Can't do that.
So, I appreciate your mom, though. Wow.
Oh, I wish I was more like that, honestly. I would love to be a moderation guy, but I'm either binge or purge, and I don't mean that.
So what's your cake? What is it?
It's devil. Well, I don't know if it's a devil. It's just chocolate or devil's food cake with a cream cheese frosting. It's
Ooh.
Really good. I think that would get you back on sweets, Terry. You tried that.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That just sounds really good right now.
Very good. And Conrad says ice cream
oh, no.
cake, which is also good.
Great. Next Friday I talk to you, I'll be like,
big
so
piece of
cake this week.
I'm going to finish with, there's a text here from your pal, Craig Knitt, Terry, who is
oh,
part of
Craig.
The, yeah, he's lots of fun, creepy movies tomorrow. Last Witch of Wisconsin, Dearmageddon, and his newest horror comedy, Daniel Needs to Leave, which I saw, and it is very funny. Craig did a great job in the short film with our friend Daniel Wheeler. And he says, hope to catch some of you all at the Time Theater in Oshkosh tomorrow. So Craig texted
oh,
that in earlier.
Wonderful.
On the
Congratulations,
yeah.
Craig.
Yeah,
oh.
he's a busy guy. So, Terry, let's jump in, though, to some music tonight. Who should
okay.
we start with? You got two great artists and two kind of a different approach here. So should we start with baseball or
blues? Let's, because
or,
I know
okay.
you have been talking about sports throughout
yeah.
the show and the
yes.
new sports show that is on Civic Media.
Exactly.
Yeah, why not?
Turned into a theme. Yeah. We backed into a theme tonight somehow. It's fantastic.
Don't you love when it happens?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So, yeah, and Conrad and I have been talking about the Cubs and the Brewers. We're on opposite sides of the cheering stations there, but it's
oh,
a great series.
Not no.
No, I know. I was raised, my childhood was in Chicago, the first part of it. Anyway.
That, I did know that.
Yeah.
I think I tried to, like, put that out of my mind. So.
You still like me?
Yeah.
Are we still pals? It's okay. Listen, I'm a happy guy. I have taken abuse from Wisconsin sports fans since I moved to Wisconsin at 12 years old. Honest, day one. I had people in my face, and I still love everybody.
So, oh, boy.
It's a testament
to me. And it just never ends.
Right, exactly. All right, so tell us about this song. This is a great song. It's Willie Porter in, can't remember, Dave Adler, right?
Dave Adler.
Yeah.
These are two guys that have played the world, separately and together.
Yeah.
Willie is based in the Milwaukee area, and he continues to tour everywhere. And he tours as a solo, duo, and the band. And Dave Adler is a keyboard player who happens to be in Willie's band. And they're just great friends, too. When you see these two together, it's a comedy show. They're so much fun.
Oh, that's great.
Now, Dave Adler is from Madison. He is the leader of the band Steely Dane.
Oh, yeah.
He is the keyboard player leader. He is also now in a Supertramp tribute band.
Oh,
and then he plays with anyone, everyone, including Willie Porter. I think any given time, Dave Adler is playing with 6 to 8 different bands.
How about that? That's a guy who just loves music. I love that. He'll play anywhere
Absolutely.
And everywhere. I love people like that.
And he did the California thing like you did.
Okay.
And was able to connect with some really interesting people, work on some interesting projects. He did some music for NBC. And I think just at one point, though, he had a daughter and decided he didn't want to raise her in California.
Okay.
So coming on back to Madison,
sure.
He did. And I'm so glad.
Oh,
we are
good
so
for
lucky
him.
To have him here.
That's so great. So these two guys have a song. Now, who wrote this? Did they write the song?
Yeah, they wrote it together, put all of it together. Everything you hear is the two of them. Interesting, though, they did this during the pandemic.
Okay.
And never really did anything with it. And as the Brewers were playing through the end of the season and now through the series, I texted Dave and I said, remember that song you said you wrote a while ago? Why don't you get that back out there?
Yeah.
He goes, I forgot all about it.
Oh, no way.
So I said, if you don't mind, I would love to share it with Pete and all the listeners. I think it's a fabulous song.
All right. Well, let's hear it in honor of the Brewers and Cubs game tomorrow night. Baseball on the radio. And there's something special about baseball on the radio. It's
so
old school. It's just great. And here is a song about that. Compliments of our pal here at Bar Band Friday Night, Terry Barr.
Chevy V8 with Naga hide seats. A family station wagon 1973. We were driving to the store, Bob Uecker calling the plays. Just a 9-year-old kid, my dad had nothing to say, nothing. What do we need? He said, I don't know. Well, why did we drive to Sears? He said, it's good to hear some baseball on the radio. And for now, your mother's not here. For now, your mother's not here. Shrubs, my kids are working for cash. Radio says the pitcher just brushed him back. Just a little chin music backed him out of the box. Yuka's weaving a story like he's knitting some socks. Yeah.
worked a little Bob Uecker in there. A little, yeah, that was kind of cool. Oh, that's great.
Get up, get up. Oh, yeah. I love that so much.
Is that, now, is Willie singing there or Dave?
That is all Willie singing.
Okay, I thought
yeah.
so. All right.
He has such a fun voice.
He does.
And Dave is equally fabulous, but I really like the way Willie does it as a story.
Yeah.
And the voice just tells it so perfectly.
Yeah, I love his, I've heard him before. I really like his music. And my wife saw Dave Adler, or she saw Steely Dan. This is kind of funny. She got talked into going to a concert in Milwaukee with her friends and her sisters. And she's like, yeah, my friend, we're going to see Steely Dan. I go, oh, wow. How much were the tickets? She goes, like $20. Oh. Like, wait a minute. Are you sure it's not
that
Steely?
That can't be real.
And then she told me it was Steely Dan. But she went and she had a blast. And she was having so much fun. She was asked to leave the dance floor, believe it or not. So there you go.
What?
That's my wife.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a good
She had a lot
story.
Of fun. Yeah.
Good, good.
All right.
I'll
well,
tell Dave that.
Yes. Oh, he might remember. Wouldn't that be funny? Oh, I remember.
I will. He'll love it.
All right. So tell us about Paul Filipowicz.
Filipowicz.
I should.
We have talked about him, but it's been a while. Oh. I think he was an early artist that I brought to you.
Okay.
It turns out Paul has a new album coming out at the end of this month. And he just happened to stop by to visit with Rocker at home, at Rocker's house. he said to Rocker, hey, I got some new songs. Do you want them? And Rocker said, I do. And I know Terry will and Pete will love these too.
Yeah.
So they've not played anywhere else. This is a brand new song. Paul Filipowicz is 76 years old.
What?
Wow. The lead singer, the lead guitar player. Total blues guy.
Yeah.
This is his 11th album. Isn't now, that incredible?
Is he going to be on your show soon or on Max Inc?
Not till probably right before he releases the album, which isn't until the last Friday of the month.
I do remember this guy. I'm looking him up on the Google right now. Yes, I do remember he's great.
He has won every possible blues award, including the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame. He's inducted there. And then last year he was inducted into the Wisconsin Blues Hall of Fame. But he has been recognized by blues magazines, other blues chapters around the entire country. He's also been named one of the best dressed artists.
Oh, wow. Cool. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a very short break. And when we come back, we're going to hear Paul Filipowicz. And this song is Ashes in the Wind. It's a great song. We are coming right back on Bar Band Friday Night with our pal Terry Barr after this very brief break. Don't go anywhere, folks. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking kicking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. Conrad, that's a great workout. You could probably bench like 280.
I got my certain songs.
Yeah, right. Hey, welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. Monday night on the show, folks, we have two more great guests. Jamie McShane will be here. Jamie is an actor on the show Task on HBO, which is winding down. There are two more episodes. It is an outstanding show. It's by the same creator as Mayor from Easttown. With Kate Winslet, but Task is excellent. Jamie is the top bad guy on the show, and he's doing a great job. But he will be here Monday night, and then my pal Mike Toomey from the WGN Morning Show in Chicago, and a very funny comedian, will be here Monday as well. So, two swell gents. Right now, we are getting back to our current guest. It is a Bar Band Friday night, which means Terry Barr is with us. We always love when Terry is here. Terry, Craig Knitt said, I would love to see Terry there at the Time Community Theater. So, no pressure.
Oh, my gosh. I think I was just invited. Thank you.
I think you were. Yeah. So do with that what you like.
And I have to say, Pete, you talked to Mike McGill recently.
Yes. Love talking to Mike. He was great.
We went to college together and then eventually worked together at Fox 11 in Green Bay.
Yes. Okay. Mike Desitel is the one who introduced me to him. And I knew that you knew Mike. Yeah. It's crazy. And since I've spoken with Mike, I realize we have so many friends, either on the West Coast or even here in Northeast Wisconsin. He's it was really fun to talk to Mike. Really good guy.
I crack up when I see him show up as a security guard on the soap operas.
Oh, really? He was a great...
Oh, my goodness. But the barfly role he played in Shameless. Oh,
very funny.
Impeccable.
He was great. And he was on a show called Bosch, which is one of my favorite TV shows, and he was a very smart ass Las Vegas cop who gave it to Titus Welliver from time to time. So it was very funny. Mike's a great actor, and it was really great having him on the show. Well, let's get to this. Con, how are we doing on time here? Do we have time? Okay, perfect. Let's play this song. This is Paul Filipowicz, and the song is Ashes in the Wind, Compliments of Terry Barr. We'll be right back. by, Ken. Ashes in the Wind by Paul Filipowicz. Great stuff, Terry, as always.
Thank you.
Yeah, he is. So, I could see why he's in two Blues Hall of Fames. That's pretty impressive.
Oh, at least. Yeah.
Hey, who do you have coming up tomorrow night on Max Inc.?
I think we have, are still maybe working on that.
Oh, okay. Surprise guest. Mystery guest. That's perfect.
You know, sometimes that happens, right? And yeah, you just kind of go with, okay, we'll see who shows up.
Well, you got a high floor because you and Rocker are already there. So that's fantastic. Check out Max Inc. On the on WMDX or go to civicmedia.us and check out Max Inc. Great show from 6 to 9 tomorrow night. Terry, thank you so much as always. You're a blast. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, you guys, too. And everyone listening and watching.
Thank you very much. My thanks to Parker Olson, Greg Gunderson, Jay Henley, Peter Allen, and Terry Barr. And thank you for all of your texts and calls. Another fun night here at Nightlight. We'll be back Monday night. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba. Saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
I'm with my boys, I'm with my troops here.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. A powerful blast at an explosives company outside of Nashville may have claimed as many as 18 lives. WTVF-TV's Aaron Cantrell.
Heartbreaking and devastating images of that building completely destroyed. And you can just hear and feel that blast for miles. Now, local, state, and federal agencies, including the ATF, the FBI, bomb squads, are combing through the debris to determine what caused the explosion.
The Trump administration is now laying off federal workers as the government shutdown hits day 11. CBS's Nicole Killian from Capitol Hill.
President Trump would not give specific numbers when asked by our Nancy Cordes earlier, but he did indicate this could impact a lot of individuals and primarily maybe aimed at programs that are important to Democrats who he continues to blame for this shutdown.
There's no end in sight to the shutdown.